Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2013 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. I'd like to bring you up to date about some new developments on lease accounting. Just this month, the two major accounting boards, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, or FASB, and the International Accounting Standards Board, or IASB, got together and determined that they will be reissuing a new set of proposed rules for lease accounting, known as an exposure draft. The proposed rules are scheduled to be issued in May. Now, this is good news for a couple reasons. First, it's been more than 2.5 years since the original draft rules were issued back in August of 2010. Second, while it's not a done deal yet, it looks as though FASB and IASB are moving towards a straight-line expense method, which is similar to current lease accounting rules. Again, we don't know exactly what will be in the draft, but all indications appear that this straight-line accounting method is preferred by both boards. And that would be very good news for commercial realtors. On the other hand, the boards are also moving to capitalization of leases, except for leases of less than 12 months. The capitalization of leases could be very problematic for property owners because more bloated balance sheets could appear as larger debt, which could hurt financing opportunities, among other things. As soon as the new proposed rules are released in May, you can be sure NAR will be the first to comment on those rules. Since this will likely be the last formalized chance to comment, we plan to use this opportunity to make sure the new rules accurately depict the unique characteristics of commercial real estate. Stay tuned for more on lease accounting when the new set of proposed rules are released in May. I'd like to touch on a new piece of legislation that's been introduced that provides for risk insurance for businesses in the event of an act of terrorism. The attacks on September 11, 2001 had not only a profound effect on our nation's spirit, but they also produced an enormous economic impact, including a loss of 1 million jobs, the delay or cancellation of $15 billion in real estate transactions, and a 6-year low in commercial construction. Out of the nation's loss, the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act, or TRIA, was enacted in 2002. TRIA protects consumers, businesses, and the overall economy and nation by providing adequate levels of property and casualty insurance to the nation's small and large businesses in the wake of a catastrophic terrorist attack. The program has helped spur billions of dollars in new construction and created thousands of new jobs. Since its inception, the program has been reauthorized twice, in 2005 and 2007. Yet, fast forward to now, and TRIA is set to expire at the end of 2014, unless Congress acts to reauthorize it. In fact, the looming expiration date has already begun to affect the availability of some commercial loans. Just last month, Representative Michael Grimm of New York and other House lawmakers introduced legislation to reauthorize the program through 2019. This legislation must be passed. Without TRIA, the private insurance market simply won't just pick up the slack. Here's why. Terrorism is a unique, man-made risk that's impossible to predict in terms of timing, location, or magnitude of attack. In short, major terrorism is not an insurable risk, at least not for the private sector. Nearly all insurers will exclude terrorism coverage for large or high-profile commercial risks. Only the federal government is aware of and can fully protect against terrorist threats. In addition, only the government has the capacity to provide the needed levels of this type of insurance. Without it, our economy, jobs, and well-being will remain vulnerable to terrorists who hope to destroy us financially. That's why it's so important that TRIA be reauthorized. Reauthorization means coverage will continue so that business will continue. The legislation introduced in the House by Congressman Grimm is an important first step in the process of TRIA's reauthorization. We'll continue to keep you updated on this issue. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Join me on April 30th for my next podcast. In the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. And have a great day.